Good morning. It's 8:16. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm your host, Meredith. And here in the studio, we have our municipal administrator, John Leach. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Meredith.
And John, we are here today to talk about the CBS strategic plan.
That's correct.
And some of you might remember, we do have a strategic plan. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the creation. Can you tell us what, well, maybe let's go back.
Right.
We're talking about updating the strategic plan. But before we get started, what exactly is a strategic plan for those who might not know?
Yeah, thanks for the question. We always like to tell the story of how we got here. So the city created its first ever strategic plan in 2022. And the value of a strategic plan is, you know, a city has a lot of competing demands, and it's impossible to do everything that everybody wants all at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
So with a plan, it's a short kind of 5-year look on what are our highest priorities, what are the city's goals, what is our mission, and then how are we going to get there, and then take those goals and action items and kind of prioritize them into what are the most important things for the community right now. So we're actually kicking off the second annual update of this strategic plan. And we're hoping to hear from the community through a survey that's out. I'm sure we'll talk about it in a little bit. But we're hoping to hear from the community like we have in the past on what is important to them right now. What have we as the city accomplished in the past few years? What are the wins that we've made? And then where do we need to redirect efforts if there's something that hasn't really gotten enough attention at this point? So very excited to be doing this again and really hoping to hear from the community like we have in the past.
Wonderful. Okay, so just to sort of reiterate,
mm-hmm.
we're in the second year of a 5-year plan. And
correct.
John, earlier you said this is the first strategic plan that Sitka has mm-hmm. sort of embarked upon. So it's a little bit new for the community. And every year you do an update, which includes community feedback. And we'll
mm-hmm.
talk a little bit in a few minutes about how you can give feedback and how that feedback will be used. But first, I'm curious, you know, we have the strategic plan. It highlights the community's priorities and sort of directs our government. What are some of those priorities? What are we focusing on?
Well, we'll start with the mission that came out of the plan. And this was all developed, as kind of like I said before, it was all developed through a lot of community engagement through going to boards, commissions, and committee meetings, talking to the assembly, having public sessions, talking to staff, building a strategic plan core team. But out of that came a mission, and that mission for the city is to provide public services that support a livable community for all. And underneath that mission, there were 5 goals established, and those are quality of life, communication, sustainability, infrastructure, and service. So underneath those goals, there were individual action items, and those are really the things that we're looking to have kind of ordered in the level of importance. And so I don't know if you're ready for me to talk about this yet, but did you ask about the things we've accomplished already? And
I haven't, but
okay.
Yes, that was next. Because I think sometimes when we think strategic plan, it's a lot of abstract words.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share a little bit more about, you know, what has been accomplished so far in the strategic plan? What sort of concrete things people in the community could point to?
Absolutely. That's one of the benefits of it, right? If you just build a plan and sit it on a shelf and then come back 5 years later and say, how'd we do? You're not really working through the plan in the best manner. So that's why we do these annual updates. I will say from the very first year, childcare and housing were very important. And then tourism kind of popped up in the first update, so the second year of the plan. Now, can I say we've solved housing or we've solved childcare? No, but we've made a lot of good progress in both of those areas. On housing specifically, you know, we've kicked off a $450,000 land feasibility study. Contract's already been signed. We've got folks that are working with us now to help us identify areas that can be developed for future housing projects. As far as childcare, one of the goals was that we convene all of the partners that that work in the childcare field, and now that group has been meeting for at least a year, if not two. And we have city staff that is engaged with that group and looking for solutions for the childcare issue. You know, more concrete things. You know, there's now a seasonal sales tax in place that is being directed to school infrastructure. We heard a lot that we need to put some effort into our infrastructure. We also heard that we need to pursue grant opportunities to address some of our infrastructure needs. And I can say right now we are actively managing over $150 million in federal grant funded projects throughout the city.
Wow.
So I would say we really checked the boxes on those. You know, I said tourism popped up one year, and I think that was under the quality of life. Like, what are we going to do to maintain or improve the quality of life for locals from, you know, the inconvenience of having a lot of people in town over a period of time. And we've been able to redirect those sales tax revenues into a Parks and Rec program, the pools back open, and even the surplus in our general fund last year. We were able to allocate another $4 million to infrastructure for the next year. So those are just a handful of things that we've been able to really focus our efforts on because of that community and assembly kind of guidance on where they want that plan to go.
Great. So we've got some things folks can point to. Maybe mm-hmm. you really care about the Blatchley pool or the sales tax or any of those handful of things. And John, it sounds like there is an opportunity for more community feedback at this point mm-hmm. for the second annual update. Tell us a little bit about the survey and how folks can take that.
Yeah. Well, first, I'll point you to our website. If you go to cityofsitka.com, right there on the front page, there's a link to the strategic plan. You can look at the plan, you can look at the updates, and then there's a link to a survey. I also think if people are signed up for our Gov delivery program, there may have been an alert sent through there. I can't guarantee that one yet, but
okay.
I do know that people got the word because when we opened the survey within the first 24 hours, I was pretty surprised we had over 70 responses to it, which is a pretty high response rate in such
That's
a short
impressive.
Period of time.
For Sitka.
And that survey will be open through November 3rd. So we're really hoping that the community will go to those same sources and that I mentioned before and really give us their input on where they think we need to focus our efforts next.
Great. And so that, again, is at cityofsitka.com. Mm-hmm. It's I think you said a 5 to 10 minute survey.
It's a very quick survey.
It's pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that is your opportunity to weigh in on what the strategic plan priorities should be for the next
That's
year
correct.
Or so. And then, John, how will that information be used? Can you talk about sort of where that fits into the planning process?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's input from all sorts of places, right? You've got the community input, you've got staff input, and then you've got the assembly kind of building their vision. So what happens next is these survey results, and staff was surveyed too, these survey results will all come together into a strategic planning workshop, which happens in, I think, the next week and a half to 2 weeks. A consultant will be on site here that we've used over these past few years. And the strategic plan team, which includes all of the assembly members and some staff members, will review all of these results and, you know, we'll have whiteboards up all over the room and flip charts, and we'll figure out what the community is saying on what their highest priorities are. So all of those comments will be read and incorporated in some fashion.
Wonderful. And one more time, that survey is due by November 3rd.
November 3rd.
And mm-hmm. it is at the cityofsitka.com website. You can also view the whole strategic plan there and a one-pager if you don't want to go through the whole plan. John, we're coming up on the end of our time, but anything else you want to make sure folks know about this update or the strategic plan?
No, the only thing I would repeat is please get involved, get engaged, let us know what you think. You know, tell us where we did things right. Tell us about some of the wins on there. Tell us how the plan has affected you and where we could do better if we can. I just want to reiterate that it's not the city's plan. It is the community's plan. You tell us where we need to focus our efforts, and we'll make an effort to get that done.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've had Municipal Administrator John Leach in the studio with us today to talk about the annual update on the City and Borough of Sitka's strategic plan. You can find that plan and a survey due by November 3rd on cityofsitka.com. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, we'll be back in a moment with updated marine weather.